Log Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Just like music.
Here she is.
She is so hot.
Sassy.
Sexy.
Your DJ for tonight.
Great music with
La Crush Hearts.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320.
Hearts is here, and this is Musically Inclined, Monday night. It's 9:04 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:04 p.m. Central Standard Time. Right now, I have my special guest co-host, Mr. Black Reporter. The crowd goes wild.
I'm back.
What's going on, Black Reporter?
Nothing much, ma'am. Nothing much. And, no, I couldn't stay away. You know, people been asking, where's Black Reporter? What is Black Reporter doing and everything? What's he doing and everything?
Mm-hmm.
It's just that the old tried to keep a phone on and finally got a decent phone to where people can hear me. I don't sound like I'm in talking to other King Cam. And everything is working fine. Can everybody hear me out there?
Yeah. We can hear you loud and clearly. It's great to have you back on the airwaves with me.
Who do we have on the side?
We have Miss Brick holding us down in the chat room right about now. Oh, and by the way, for all those who just tuned in, that was Al Green. I'm still in love with you. I'm in that type of mood tonight. So you expect some good music tonight. And I also got a 480 who don't have a hand up. Excuse me.
You might have to tell them to put the hand up. You might have to tell them how to put their hand up.
Press 1. If you want to be live on air, we don't like to bring nobody on that doesn't want to be, you know, live. People are shy. Whenever you're ready to speak with us and chat with us, just press 1, and we'll definitely let you on. You can say hi. You can join into the conversation. All that. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. That's 805-830-8320. Before we get popping and getting into the juicy stuff, Black Reporter, how was your birthday weekend?
Actually, it was kind of quiet. So, hold on a second.
Okay. Okay, we got the 480 with her hand up. But go ahead.
Hold on a second.
How you going to keep telling me to hold on? We live. Can't have dead air.
Never mind. Never mind.
All right. All right, so it was quiet. You didn't do nothing special? No dinner? Nothing?
No, actually, I didn't do much of anything. I wasn't doing that great.
Oh, okay. I wasn't feeling well for your birthday. That sucks.
But I got a birthday present from my main lady, and yes, I do have a lady that I have under my wing. Her name is Joanne, and as a matter of fact, that may be her who was trying to put her hand up in the 480. The 480
yeah.
is in the feed carrier, folks. But just let you know that she may be a little shy. Well, hold on a second. I think that's her now calling me. Hold on.
Wait, how you going to tell me to call you? Hold
no.
on.
Whoever
I got
was.
Her. She's here.
Oh,
her
you got
hand
her?
Up. Yeah. Hopefully I got her. 480, welcome to the show.
Yep.
Is this Joanne?
Yes, it is. How are you?
We're doing well over here. Nice to meet you.
Joanne, this is LaCrush. And,
hello,
and my phone fancy radio family.
Yes.
Wow. Cool.
So, Joanne,
yes.
Where are you from? Let people know where you're from, a little bit about
all
you.
All the way out here west in AZ.
Arizona.
Yeah.
The desert state.
Yeah. Very, very dry, very, very hot desert, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Have you been there all your life?
No, I haven't. I've been west all my life. I'm originally from California, but I've been here almost 26 years, so, hey.
Oh, okay.
I'm stuck.
All right. I'm in New York City, never been on that side. I'm lying.
Wow.
I was in Arizona when I was a little girl, and I got
really?
Bit by some insects, and I had to have surgery when I got back to New York. So I don't think I want to go back
bad.
There. Yeah, some insect bit me under my arm and, blew up. And they had to cut my arm open. I was running around the hospital naked. Yep, I remember those days.
Oh,
I remember those days. Yeah, Black Reporter, I don't like meat. I did not like needles, man. I remember having an IV and running, ass out. They tried to give me a needle, and I got away.
Wow. Yeah, a scorpion will do that to you.
Huh?
A scorpion will do that to you.
I don't know what it was, but something bit me, and I was on the plane, and my arm was swollen. I remember that day. Look, vivid imagination right there. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Anyway, folks, so it's Musically Inclined with LaCrush Hearts. Let me tell you about my weekend. Friday, I went on a date with our good friend, Formal Ray. Had a great time. However, I got in trouble. I was late getting to the date, and we was going to see Fast and the Furious 6, and I came there extremely late, where we had to sit in the second row. So
that is not fun, watching a movie close up like that.
Yes, that was neck hurting, everything. But the movie was such a good movie. You know, it made up for me being late, because he was kind of annoyed the fact that I was late. He did not appreciate that, not one bit. And after that, we had dinner, and then we went on a stroll. And then I got on the South Ferry for the first time in over 12 years. First time in over 12 years. I haven't been on a ferry since I was a little girl. First time, got on a ferry. And that was it. That was our nice little date. We went on the stroll after dinner. And I redeemed myself, just say, by the end of the night, he was no longer mad at me.
Oh.
So that was my weekend on Friday. Saturday, I chilled out with my roommate, Charisma, and we had some neighbors over, and we played cards and just had a good time. We laughed. I was able to be silly. We had some beer, some drinks. We did grown folk style. So that was my way of eating. Huh?
Sound like a room to me.
Mhm. That was my way for beating the heat, because you know it was a heat wave this weekend.
Yep.
And that's how it went down. I'm trying to get some people together to go out some more. I'm not trying to be in the house this summer. Trying to go out. So that's my plan so far. Black Reporter's birthday was on Friday, so happy belated birthday.
Thank you.
Are you like 64 now?
Huh?
Are you like 64 now?
64.
I know, Black Reporter. We got Brick in the chat room. I see the 314. I don't even know what that said, but shout out to you. Once again, if you want to join the conversation, press that 1, and we'll definitely let you on, 805-830-8320. Tell us how your weekend was. Share whatever you want to share, because that's what it is tonight. Some nice casual conversation with good friends, myself, Black Reporter, and new to the Black Fantasy Radio Syndicate, Joanne from Arizona.
Hello, again.
How was your weekend?
It was very uneventful. My children were gone for the weekend, and they left me unattended.
Oh, boy. Most people would have a lot of stuff to do.
Well, I mean, it was nice because I don't have quiet. I have a 21-year-old and a 16-year-old, and there's no such thing. So I enjoyed it.
Oh, okay.
It was peaceful.
Did you get you some wine, turn on some music, put your feet up?
Actually, I did some of that. Wow,
tell
how do you
them
know?
What you were actually worried about.
I was a little upset with them. I was a little upset with the U.S. Postal Service. Very upset.
What?
Because they were supposed to deliver Black Reporter's present on time. I paid in advance to have it shipped express mail. Apparently there's no such thing as express mail with the U.S. Postal Service. It's whenever they get ready to give it.
It
so
was
his
priority
present was
mail.
3 days late. Yeah, whatever. Priority mail. Not a priority mail. Can I call it that? Not a priority mail, because it was supposed to get to him on Friday. He got it Tuesday. So.
Oh.
I was a little heated. I mean, if you pay, you know.
We had a BMAW. Well, no, BWAA. Black woman with an attitude.
Oh.
Yeah.
So,
what'd
so,
you call it again?
Black reporter, I'm going to ask you what you got for your birthday.
Yeah, BWAA.
BWA.
No, BWWAA. Black woman with an attitude.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
I was a little heated, but
aww,
you know, better late than never. But I'm a very timely person. If you want something on your birthday, that's when you should get it.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I paid to have it delivered by a certain date, and I'm like this. If I want to get something on my birthday, I expect it to be on my birthday, not 3 days later.
Because
I wasn't born 3 days later. So, but of course, you know, he was just like, don't worry about it, in his laid back type of attitude. And I was like, okay. I was like, honey, you just don't know. I was going to hurt the postal service. I was going to go postal on the postmaster. But
so, what did you get, Black Reporter? Your mommy asked.
I got,
a
got a Visa gift card.
Nice. I like Joanne.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, right?
Right.
Yeah.
We got another caller from the 314. I don't even know what that's at. 314, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Gina. That's from St. Louis, Missouri.
St. Louis, Missouri. We all over the Midwest right now, aren't we?
I wanted to say happy birthday to all the Geminis. Happy birthday. And I'm
a
Gemini also, so.
And belated happy birthday to the Gemini.
Thank
happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I was calling in. I don't want to bring the whole conversation down, but I want to tell everybody to kind of say prayers for Buddha because he's having a family crisis right now, and just everybody send prayers out to him, you know, and his family.
We appreciate
that. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Word.
Our hearts go out to Buddha. We like Buddha.
Yeah, he's really sweet, and just everybody send their prayers out because he's going through some things with family, and we just, you know, me and my family have been praying, so hopefully everybody else, like, gets on board and say some prayers for him.
Definitely. We like Buddha. For those that don't know, Buddha is from Miami, Florida. He's the one that we always spoon over when he calls in because of his sexy voice.
Wow.
I totally lost the show then.
Huh?
The show just totally lost for me that night that he showed up.
And
you were all over him.
We got to stop everybody from talking when Buddha call in. You owe the guy's phone. We're a mess. But yeah, our hearts go out to Buddha and his family. Hopefully things will work out for the best.
Yes, of course. I barbecued over the weekend. Like, that was my second time barbecuing. Of course, I know Memorial Day passed, but I had a taste for ribs, so I threw some ribs on the grill just out of random, and I kind of relaxed, and I'm trying to get back into Dexter, that Showtime series. I'm trying to catch up. So that's what my weekend consisted of.
Sounds good. Who doesn't enjoy a good barbecue?
You are into dead people?
Say that again?
You are into dead people?
I didn't understand what you said. I'm into what?
I said you're into dead people?
Not dead people. It's just how he reckons with he doesn't, he, it's just how his logic is with getting rid of bad people that have done a lot of bad things. So that's what kind of hooked me on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, him, because his whole, the whole storyline is he doesn't just kill people. He's affiliated with the police. He works for the police, but he's getting rid of the parts of society where he feels like he's righting a wrong for people that are really harming people on a daily basis. So that's what it's about.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's just not
like
that mad.
Is that show Dexter?
Oh, yeah. They got a new thing on TV called Hannibal. I don't get with that. I don't want to just watch serial killer. I don't get into that. But he's like, feels like he's righting a wrong. So that's his logic on it. So I was just catching up with that show, period. So that was it. And then that's when I said I didn't want to bring the conversation down, and I found out what was going on. So I've just been kind of praying and keeping my head up as far as his situation. And then on top of that, I had to kind of entertain myself. But it's a very good show if anybody wants to start it off, like people on Netflix to start it. And it's really interesting, but it has a positive spin on it. So that was the only reason I watched it. Everything on present TV, like when you say reality shows, I think there's just a lot of trash on right now. So,
but
one
of my favorite shows is on TNT right now, and that is a show in which this group goes out and rights a wrong.
Okay,
and I'm trying to remember the name.
You know, we should have a conversation. We should have a conversation one night on why are they making these reality shows where all the women, I'm quote unquote, all the black women fighting each other and making us look bad. It's horrific.
You know, we're going to have a conversation about that. I do have that planned for the Honey Suite, actually. But if you want to touch on it right now, we can definitely touch on it. But however, I'm going to take a quick break. I need to go get me some water. And I'm going to come right back. And Black Reporter?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, never mind. I'll be right back, folks. Please stay tuned. Right. Here we go.
Ball. Sometimes you don't. you don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now, what you're trying to do, trying to make me lose.
Station with the
best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Hey, baby. What you doing tonight? I wanted to know if you wanted to come over and chill. Maybe we could watch a movie or something. You know, Love Jones. How's that sound? Yeah. Baby, you and I have been dating for a while now. And the warmth of your smile has slowly melted away the ice-cold barriers that once surrounded my heart. And I never thought I would fall in love again, but I often find myself missing you when we're apart. So I want to invite you to come over tonight. Maybe we can have a movie marathon. You don't have to wear a thong, you can keep your clothes on. I'm not interested in having a sex marathon. Tonight, I want us to caress without getting undressed. Yeah, I enjoy sex, but I don't view you as a sexual conquest. I want us to take our time and build a relationship based on trust, not sex or lust. Because I'm slowly coming to believe that you are my soulmate. And woman, anything worth having in life is worth the wait. See, I'm a man who understands the importance of patience. And I know you're tired of dealing with men who act like mentally ill patients. Tired of dealing with men who take you on a cheap date, then act like an ape when you refuse to lay in between their sheets and fornicate. Woman, I'm here to let you know that you're worth the wait. And my last relationship taught me an important lesson. A beautiful relationship takes time to bloom. Which is why I don't want us to rush into having sex too soon. Because the seeds of a successful marriage have to be sown in the mind room. So it can blossom outside of the bedroom. So beautiful lady, will you accept my invite? Can we cuddle tonight? Let's lay on my sofa with our clothes on. You don't have to get naked to build a bond. We can watch The Best Man and afterwards hold hands while listening to our favorite love song. And right now, our friendship is purely platonic. Although I won't deny that there's a physical attraction. But I don't want sex to become a distraction, because with you, I'm seeking so much more than a few nights of sexual satisfaction. Honestly, I'd rather have you as a friend for a lifetime than risk losing our friendship after a one-night stand. Because in you, I see a friend for life, a future wife, and I'm hopeful that I'm the right man to wear your wedding band. See, and I'm not trying to rush into sex, and love might get in the way if we both get undressed. So let's just cuddle tonight, because honestly, I get more pleasure from when you just lay your head on my chest. So beautiful lady, can we cuddle tonight? Snuggle in front of the fireplace. You can come over, we'll lay on my sofa, and we'll watch your favorite Tyler Perry movie while we embrace. And there's nothing wrong with having someone to hold when nights get cold. And I like the way we prepare meals together. And I like the way our friendship. recently asked me if I could see myself getting married and sleeping with the same woman for the rest of my life. And I replied that without my soulmate, I would suffer from a lifetime of sleepless nights if I couldn't cuddle next to my wife. So let's cuddle tonight. And I'm not trying to one-night you, I'm trying to wipe you. Plus my mama likes you. Maybe we can watch Love and Basketball. I know that's one of your favorite DVDs. Or we can watch Friday and Come into America and enjoy a romantic night of comedy. I'll do whatever it takes to show I'm not trying to hurt you. Woman, I'll even watch The Color Purple. But if you look like Celia, I might have to pass on cuddling tonight and tell you I have a curfew. You know I'm just being silly. But I really want to become your best friend. And I want to prove that I'm not like those other men who hurt you in the past. Lied to you and hid their ulterior motives just to get some ass. And I think it's ridiculous how nowadays people are so quick to become promiscuous. I believe that nothing worth having in life ever comes too quick or easy. And I promise when we make love, when that night comes, I won't come too quick or easy. And if you decide to spend the night, I'll make you my famous sweet potato pancakes and cook you breakfast the next morning like Lorenz Tate did for Nia Long and Love Jones. So beautiful woman, will you accept my advice? Will you come over to my place and cuddle tonight? Yeah, let's cuddle, baby.
Okay, welcome back. Phone Fantasy Radio, Music and Inclined. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, and I have my guest co-host, Black Reporter. And
the one
that right there was Kari with Can We Cuddle. And before that, it was Stop Dogging Me Around. Stop Dogging Me Around. Girl, stop dogging me around. Quick question. Sweet potato pancakes, did he just say that? Am I the only person who thinks that sounds nasty? That sounds nasty. I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Did he just say sweet potato pancakes? As many times I heard
he did, right?
Okay.
Yes, he did. That does sound nasty.
That did sound nasty. Okay.
I have to agree.
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We got a handful of people on tonight. Go ahead.
If you put into mindset that they're going to be together in the morning, two potatoes together.
Right.
Yeah, but they can't be sweet potato. They can't be sweet potato. Oh, no.
Yeah,
no,
that's
no.
Just nasty.
You know
what I had before?
I had okra
pancakes with okra syrup. I don't like okra. Never, ever.
No.
Ever.
No, that's not.
Ever.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was
in Savannah, Georgia. Never, ever.
I don't think there was such a thing. You can't. How is a vegetable a pancake? Ugh.
Listen, I don't know how she did it. There were chunks of okra in there. And the syrup was not maple. And I was like, no, I got in trouble that day.
No.
I got to ask something.
No.
I was I'm not
going to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And
I guess the same way they put chocolate chips in there. Anyway, let me introduce the people on the show right now. Brand new to the airwaves from the 480, which is Arizona. We have Joanne.
Hey.
From the 314 from St. Louis, we have Gina. Right?
Yeah, okay, but I'm located in Miami.
Huh?
I said I live in Miami, but I'm located via St. Louis, Missouri. That is 314 is St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh, okay. And we have from the 225.
Oh, my God.
Baton Rouge, Louisiana, the one and only Miss Parker, a.k.a. Little Debbie, a.k.a. Lady C. A.k.a. What's going on, Lady C?
Hi, everyone.
You're recuperating.
Yeah, I've got an ear infection this weekend.
Ew. Oh, I hate those things.
Yeah.
And finally, from Brooklyn, I know who this is, from Brooklyn. What's up, Chevy baby?
Chev.
Chev.
What's up, dude? What's up?
Hey, Chevy.
People say hi to you. That's how you respond?
No, not either. My phone's kind of messed up,
what's
so I really hate. But good evening, everybody.
And I ain't been here in months, and that's how you go respond to me.
Not even. How you doing?
He's not his jolly self. What you doing, Chef? They got you distracted.
Nothing really. Just listen to the conversation.
Okay. That's what you want to give us.
He's watching the game. That's what it is.
Yeah.
All right. Excuse me. And also we have Brick, who's holding us down in the chat room, representing Brooklyn as well. And I, LaCrush Hearts, is in Brooklyn. And before we went on our little break, Gina brought up an awesome topic, and I thought we should touch on it just a tad bit. What is your thoughts on the state of reality TV? You know, she was talking about a lot of these reality shows are showing black women in particular in a horrible light. But, you know, I think it's horrible across the board, not whether you're black or white or purple, because I didn't see some mess. You know, everybody is jumping on the reality television bandwagon. Have anybody ever seen Sister Wives?
Oh, wow.
We need to draw a line somewhere of what we show. Toddlers and Tiara, like, everybody's getting the brunt of it. It's not just black women. Everybody got their spinoff, I should say. What are y'all thoughts? You know, you got Jersey Shore, you got, I don't know. And it all started with Flavor Flav.
That's scary.
But that was more of a game show. I would say that was more of a game show than reality TV.
Well,
that
explains a lot, doesn't it? It started with Flavor Flav.
Yeah, just some kind of entertainment.
Right, when they found out you could hit the jackpot with it, you know, everybody and their mama had a reality show.
And they had the premiere of The Bachelorette last night.
The who?
And The Bachelorette.
Good grief.
And that was, well, first of all, there were no black folks to be found. Well, granted, you had a white woman, but so, you know, who's going back to a black man with a white woman?
Wait, what? Hmm?
Well, The Bachelorette was a white woman, and this is supposed to be matching up.
They've all been white women.
Huh?
Yep. I said they've all been white women.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
You're right.
And Bachelorette.
They've all been white women.
I mean, Bachelor, they've all been white. That's their franchise.
You're right.
But, you know, a lot of them try to be politically correct, and they'll add one black guy in the mix,
right,
just so they can say they're political, just so they can say they're diverse.
Well, she had the choice. She didn't want to. It's her choice. He just didn't happen to be the one. He gets voted off the first day. He was there.
But, you know, there was an awesome reality show that I enjoy called Bridezilla.
A black
y'all group. Ladies know what I'm talking about. I'm sure y'all just flipped to the TV and found yourselves across from Bridezilla. Now, that's a reality show. I don't care if it's a man, black, white, purple. That right there is a reality show.
That ruins everybody's idea of a wedding day. That's why
I love it.
That is so extreme. You disrespecting the mama, the daddy of the groom, the mama, the
everybody.
Daddy of the bride. Everybody. That's crazy. The sister, the cousin, the brother, everybody. Everybody.
This is what you not want to do.
They throwing tantrums.
It used to be a line where you could not cross, where you would disrespect the mother or the father or the bride or the groom. They don't even consider that. They go off and cuss out the moms and the dads. I was like, wow.
There's no line anymore.
Everybody get it. There's no.
Well, that's a very realistic reality show because a lot of brides act like that. Trust me, they do.
They do.
And I don't understand.
What about the famous people that are being, okay, what's the diva show with Faith Evans and Angie Stone?
R&B divas? I've never seen it.
I'm sorry.
I've never seen it.
Some of them on there, I know that to keep the reality show on air, you got to be all spectacular and super dramatic.
Uh-huh.
But does anybody else besides me think that Kiki is overboard in the whole spectrum of you disrespect your husband and downgrade him every 5 seconds of that show?
Wow.
The way she talks to him, the way she curses him out, and this is supposed to be her manager and husband.
Ain't that the same guy she stabbed in the back?
I don't know. No. That's the new husband. This is the new husband. But she this is the new husband. He's really sweet, but she totally dogged him. Like, I'm talking about, if you ever pay attention, the way she talks to him and dogs him out, it's like getting to the extreme now. And the way she dogged out Angie Stone, telling her she's old. Look how long Angie Stone has been in the game and what wonderful music she's produced. What has Kiki done enough for her to say that you an old chick? And called her an old bee, might I add, which I feel like this show, because Faith Evans and Angie Stone, they seem logical. But, I mean, for you all to let her disrespect Angie Stone, look how many years that woman has been in the game. And she's trying she was really just trying to mute all the drama. But for Kiki to disrespect her like that, I just feel like she's the most extreme character in the show. And she's just, I get the drama. It's one in every show. But she has, to me, has went completely overboard. I mean, she's went completely overboard.
You'll make me actually go look up this show.
TV. If you watch it, you'll see. If you can watch the episodes. I think it's a couple of them on YouTube, or you can live stream it off the actual network website. Right.
What network does it actually come on?
Now you
is that TV One?
Yeah, VH1. I think is it VH1 or TV
I thought
One?
It was
TV no, TV One.
TV One.
Okay.
But stream
so, yeah,
it
I don't,
and see how disrespectful. You know what I'm saying? I don't see her as being, I'm sorry, she's not that famous. So where did she get off going in the direction that she's going? I mean, I'm sorry, she's not that famous. She, what, sang 2 songs with Avant? She's a great singer, but come on. She don't have a 17, 18 platinum albums and all of that to be clicking out and calling Angie Stone an old lady? Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, that's the part they call reality. They want they figure reality is when you just snap at somebody and let's keep it real. And really, like you say, it should be a respect because of the seniority, and the woman has paid her dues to get where she is.
She has.
You ain't paid no dues. I agree.
I mean, you should just see how the way she talks to her. If you stream the episode, your mouth is gonna be wide open because she calls her an old B, and I'm not going back in there with that old B. And I'm like, really? Like, is anybody
else? But that's
gonna
make her famous.
It's ruining, pretty much to me, it's ruining her career because I think she's going to lose fans turning on Angie Stone like that when Miss Stone didn't even deserve it. She's like a calm in the middle of the storm. That's her role in the show, is to bring peace to the show because she's a very calm and peaceful person. And you just see her walk off because she's tired of it. You know what I'm saying? So I really, after she went off on Angie Stone, I stopped watching. Because that, to me, that was too extreme.
That was a turn off. You know,
a lot of people probably did
that too. Shows, but they have the competition, American Idol. And they have Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey going at it. You know, just talk about the cat fight dynamics and the I dare you moments. I don't follow American Idol no more. After the first season, I don't follow it no more. Like I say, I barely turn on my TV.
Yeah.
Everything
and
I watch
is on
Netflix.
You know why I don't? Because it's more about a popularity contest than real talent.
Right.
Whoever the country likes, whether they're talented or not, is usually who wins. Because
you've
seen some people voted off where you know good and well they should not have been voted off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
That's just like Survivors is really not Survivors. It's just who can deal with this foolishness. That's not Survivor. Surviving is if they put you out there and see if you can really make it by yourself. That's Survivor.
I don't know.
I used to watch the Amazing Race and stuff.
You
know, everything was good in the first 1 or 2 years, and then after that, everybody falls off because it gets ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Trying to stay on top of ratings.
Trying to keep people's attention.
Right.
So,
see what we're going to do.
A quick question.
It's going to be a fight.
Right. But I have a quick question. Basketball Wives. Love and hip hop. Where's the hip hop and where's the wives?
Yeah.
Well, they had enough time to step away from it. They had enough common sense to step away from the shows.
Yeah, I don't get it. Y'all not really with the, like, you see out of 12 girls, you see one person who's actually
one wife. Yeah.
A wife.
Sorry.
Or one person who's actually into hip hop. Where's the rest of it? I don't understand.
Right.
How is this hip hop?
Okay.
How is this love and hip hop? Like, shouldn't they change the name?
Right.
Well,
and shouldn't they change it from Basketball Wives to all these?
I'm not
jump
even
off?
Getting it. I don't even want to touch on Real
or
Housewives of whatever.
Oh, wow.
I don't even want to touch on that.
Well,
yeah,
I
don't
want to
touch on Real Housewives of whatever. Because
Atlanta, New York, California,
I don't want to touch on it. First of all, now they have this Princess of Long Island.
Yeah.
Where are they finding these people? How are y'all?
It's just to get some attention to make some money.
But who are y'all? Where are y'all
and
from? What do y'all do?
And they have Mafia Wives, too.
Right. Army-wise,
really?
Mafia-wise.
Really, Mafia-wise going to be on TV. You're a Mafia-wise.
I like
you're
little
on TV.
People.
No, actually,
I like
you have had Mafia-wise.
19 kids and counting. Why?
That one is
why
hilarious.
Why is that on TV? So that's acceptable, but Shorty Lowe and his 11 baby mamas was not acceptable?
Hmm. 19 kids and counting.
19 kids and counting. And
you
your
have these
grandma.
Kids, but you can make it by yourself. No, you're using the TV show to help you make do what you do.
Exactly.
Well,
don't touch me.
I used to love TLC. I don't know about nobody else,
too.
But I love TLC. I loved it when they had all their design shows on there, Design on the Dime,
right.
Page, you know,
yeah,
Doug. I used to watch on Trading Spaces. Now
they
went to this direction.
Who's premiering tonight? What? Taboo.
Taboo. Oh, I've seen that before.
And on the first
show tonight,
they're going to profile real people who actually believe that they are dogs. I mean,
Why?
Yeah,
why?
I mean, in all sense.
Why do y'all want to shine light on that?
Do they think they're dogs? Do they think they're dogs? Is that it?
Yeah, well, they think they're dogs, and I mean, this is a female who is acting like, I guess, a female dog.
The B word. That's different.
That's
right.
I was going to say that. Like,
yeah.
She did bring the bitch to life.
Right.
Did they have strange
shirts? There are some things you don't need to know. We don't need to know all of this stuff. We don't need to know that you eat dirt. Don't be happy that you eat dirt or you sniff baby powder and all that. That's just
I remember the woman that ate baby powder and toilet tissue. There was a woman who was addicted to eating toilet tissue.
Okay.
Okay,
so what about Hoarders?
Anybody
watch that show?
I was addicted to Hoarders. I loved Hoarders. I'm sorry. I loved watching Hoarders.
I like watching it because it's like, did you see the guy over that had so much paper in his house, he had to climb in and had one little spot to sit in?
Yes.
He kept every piece of paper.
This was therapy for me. I'm sorry. This was therapy for me. Every time I watched it, I would get up after I watched the show and clean up.
And clean up.
Yes.
Because when you look and
remember
see how bad it gets.
His house was overrun by rabbits. His house was taken over by rabbits. That was disgusting.
Rabbits?
Rabbits.
Well, the woman who hoarded, so she ran a store. She wanted a store to put her stuff in. Her husband didn't know where the money was going. She was buying stuff, and she rented a whole storeroom, a store. And when they did the garage sale, she made like $10,000.
Wow.
That was everything.
Wow.
But that's a good one. You know, there are those who hoard, and they have rats and roaches running around. They don't think nothing.
Oh, yeah, the rats. And the rats was eating through the walls and stuff.
Disgusting.
Ugh.
How do you
that
stick
just
to
sounds
this?
Like it's too much.
Well, I think that's
I'm sorry, that night I put bleach everywhere. I just put bleach everywhere. I just started cleaning like a maniac. That's therapy for me. But I blame all of us. I blame America for letting these shows keep going. If we would turn the TV off on some of these shows, they wouldn't exist anymore. But we crazy.
You know, you would think that's true. You would think that's true. But for some reason, it's like you're watching an accident and you can't turn your head. I don't turn my TV on. My TV's sitting here dusty. But when I do catch an episode, it really does catch me for a moment. And then I'm like, afterwards, I'm like, why did I just sit here and waste an hour?
Right.
Looking at that. Why did I just sit here?
How real are these reality shows? Do they really act like that, or do you think some of that's made up and scripted?
A lot of it's edited and made up. I'm sure they stop, and then make them redo the scene.
Right.
I think the one real show,
I think with the hoarding, I don't think that's able to be scripted. That's why I used to watch it all the time. And I think I used to only get mad at one point in the episodes when the hoarder would actually get pissed off and tell everybody to leave. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you doing? This is the only help you
got. Well, they have to. they have to do that. If they don't do that, then they're not a hoarder. That's the whole point. They refuse help. They're attached to it. I think they're crazy. They lose their partner in life. They lose a relationship with their children,
and they still continue to hoard. I'd be like, wow.
Holding on to the
disorder.
They lose their location, their property, their home.
They lose everything, and they sit there, well, what are you talking about?
People would love to have a house, a home, you know, and they just let it go. Well, in some cases,
you want me to get rid of what? I can't get rid of it. Yeah, if it's unsanitary. And they I seen an episode, and this person had like a yard, and it had like old mobile stuff, and the house was falling apart, and they had to get it out or clean it up within the week.
Right.
Or
they were going to
basically. They were going to take
the
everything.
The city takes it. Yeah, the city takes it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what a lot of them are pushed to their point because, I mean, okay, one of them, when they start moving stuff, there was water in there, and the man that they call the roach people, and the man said, I can't do this. The roach man said, I can't do it.
The roach man tells you that he can't do anything. You're too late.
But you know what I like? I like Billy the Exterminator.
Ew.
I like Billy. I like the Exterminator. I don't like the shit he do. I don't know. I like Billy, though.
Ew.
I don't like the dog. I don't like that Butch the dog or whatever his name is. I hate that guy.
I've never
heard
that
guy.
Who is that?
Who?
What's his name? Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Billy. You know he racist. Come on now. Don't bring that up.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like him.
You know he called this a bunch of you know what. So I never watched him. But I knew him and that retarded looking wife. No, he was very racist, and he thinks people supposed to just keep on moving and forget about that. Don't nobody watch that show no more. Not if they got any.
So, now that one definitely is one that's probably going out the window because like they don't nobody watch it. There
I hope it go out the window.
Like she say, the one with Hoarders, it's people like I can't believe it's one of those you look at. And you say, okay, you start looking around your house. Wait a minute, am I keeping too much stuff? Is it getting to that point?
Yeah.
I have to go clean up.
If you can't walk in your doors, if you can't use your doors, then you know there's a problem.
Yeah. They can't, a lot of them can't walk in. There is a minimum of a walkway. And, nobody has been in the house for years. I haven't had company in 5 years.
Really? Nobody can cook or use the bathroom toilet or something. They don't use the bathroom or the kitchen. Do you notice that? They can't cook or shower or take a dump. I mean, that's crazy.
Do you think it's a psychological disorder, that there's something wrong with them mentally and emotionally to do all of that? It has to be something wrong. It's not normal.
The intervention show. They had an intervention. You know, the family comes around.
Right.
And they try to intervene.
Yeah, they do. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't help, though, because the people don't want to get rid of the stuff. They're attached to it emotionally. They think that if they get rid of something, they'll be losing something about themselves. So it's kind of,
I understand that. It's so weird. I understand it because I could say I was a hoarder. Things you look at, because I'm a person, I do craft, and I always say, I could use this for that. Hmm. And I've watched that show, and like you say, it makes you say, wait a minute, why the hell am I holding that? I got this container. I was going to make a bank out of it. That was 2 years ago. It ain't been made into a bank. It needs to be fresh.
Wow.
I'm like that with clothes. I got clothes from, 1998 still. I don't want to go to work. That's my favorite dress. I may not be able to fit, but that's my favorite.
It was so pretty. It looked so good on me when I wore it. I may get into it again.
Clothes are very, very different. I wouldn't classify clothes with newspapers. That's a little different.
Yeah. No, they're the same.
How is that different?
I ain't got no room for that.
If you're not wearing them,
if you can't fit it, it's just really not.
So see, that's why the Ziploc storage bags, all those new vacuum bags, you can put more stuff in your closet. That is not a good thing.
Anyway, folks, y'all are tuned into Musically Inclined with a Crush Heart, Black Reporter, Joanne, Gina, Lady C, and Chevy Baby. Rick is in the chat room. Cheville quiet. We're going to take a quick break. It is almost the top of the hour and 15 seconds. 805-830-8320. The question, what are your thoughts about
reality TV. Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back.
Welfare.
No, every time you see welfare in the news, they always show black people. Black people don't give a fuck about welfare. Niggas are shaking in their boots. Or they gonna take our shit. Shit, a black man that got two jobs, going to work every day, hates a nigga on welfare. Like, nigga, get a job. I got two, you can't get one? I would give you late ass for the mine, but you get fucked up and get laid off, they wouldn't have another nigga for 10 years. Shit, a black woman that got two kids, going to work every day, busting her ass, hates a bitch with nine kids getting a welfare. She's like, bitch, stop fucking. Stop it. Put the dick down. Put it down. Get a job. Yes, you can get a job. And get a job holding dicks. Whatever you do, get paid to do it. Tired of this shit, man. Tired. It ain't all black people on welfare. Shit. White people on welfare, too. White people on welfare. But we can't give a fuck about this. We just got to do our own thing. You can't go, oh, they fucked up. We could be fucked up. That's ignorant. White people on the L. Because, first of all, they try to make it look like, you know, there ain't even that many black people in the country, okay? Black people are 10% of the fucking population. Black people in New York, D.C., L.A., Chicago, Atlanta, like 10 places, okay? Okay? 10 places. Ain't no black people in Minnesota. All you find, only black people in Minnesota is Prince and Kirby Puckett. Okay? Shit, the whole rest of the country, the other 40 states, is filled up with broke-ass white people. Broke-ass, living in a trailer home, eating mayonnaise sandwiches, fucking their sister, listening to John Cooper Mellencamp records. Fuck out of here, man. And they need your help. Nah, man. And I see some black people looking at me. Man, why you gotta say that? Why you gotta say that? It ain't us, it's the media. It ain't us, it's the media. The media has distorted our image to make us look bad. Why must you come down on us like that, brother? It ain't us, it's the media. Please cut the fucking shit, okay? 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 When I go to the money machine tonight, all right? I ain't looking over my back for the media. I'm looking for niggas. Shit. Ted Kamala never took shit from me. Niggas have. Shit, you think I got three guns in my house because the media outside? Oh, shit, Mike Wallace, run! Fuck out of here, man! Tired of this shit. Tired of this shit.
Welcome back. Chris Rock from Bring the Pain, 1996, Black People versus Niggas. And I play that for a reason. You're tuned into Musically Inclined with La Crush, Hearts. Right now we have Black Reporter. We have Gina. We have Joanne, Lady C, Brick, Chevy Baby. We in here deep. So I know y'all probably like, Crush, what is that? What is this? It was funny to me. I don't know. But what are y'all thoughts on what he said? I think it's true,
Foot. I do, too.
I agree.
What
about you, Black Reporter?
It's been there for years. It's made me laugh for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's funny.
But, you know, when he was talking about the discos and the parties, there's always one person to mess up a good time. Always. Always one person to mess up a good
time.
That's
why I don't go out. That's why I don't go out, because I'm not going out just to catch a case. No.
I went to go see Belly when Belly first came out with DMX. I'm outside. Brand new complex. It is across the street from K Pink Houses Project, Bullets Flying. Just came out the movie theater. Bullets Flying. My big ass on the ground. I don't know about anybody, but ain't nobody shooting down. So I'm going to lay down right here. No, no, about nobody else. But I'm going to lay down right here because they're not shooting down. They're shooting either the front. Yeah, or backing them. So I'm not going to, I'm going to lay down, let y'all handle that. I'm serious. Belly came out. I was like, I'm good. I ain't going back to that movie theater.
Yeah, even the movie theater is not safe anymore.
No, right, you know, you're not supposed to get caught at. You are not supposed to get caught. You're not supposed to get caught outside of a Walmart on New Year's Eve or Christmas Eve. I'm sorry. The night before
Black Friday.
The night before Thanksgiving, dear.
Yeah, you're right.
The Friday before
Christmas.
Black Friday, they go ham.
A real live fight.
They go. Yeah, they're fighting. Shit.
They want that little.
When Jordans came out. When the Jordan sneakers came out.
Right.
People were getting beat up.
Yep.
Because, for their sneakers.
That's sad.
Yeah.
That's really sad.
The last time I had a birthday party, I was 16. Mm-hmm. I thought I was going to the club. I swear I was going to the club. I was told I was going to the club. I didn't go to the club. We had a homemade birthday party. I was already disappointed.
When you're 16, you're not old enough to go to the club, right?
Huh?
When you're 16, you're not old enough to go to the club, right? Don't you have to be
21? This is New York City.
Oh, really?
What? Right, this is I wasn't old enough to gamble neither, but I bet you I was at Foxwood pulling on them slots. Let me hit.
Oh, goodness.
You know, you built a certain way. They're not looking at your face, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
On my 16th party, I had, it was nice to somebody step on somebody's shoe.
They
wanted to fight because he stepped on his shoe. And I'm really? Really, dude. This is a house party.
Mine was
not a big house.
The ex-boyfriend wanted a girlfriend back, and it wasn't even me. How I'm holding somebody's baby on my birthday because somebody grabbed a knife. And I mean, it's punching. No, they grabbing knives. They want to fuck a nigga up. Ah, come on. Everybody leaving.
Yeah.
I'm out. Happy birthday, but I gotta go. Y'all wilding out.
Wow,
really?
That's bad.
Really? Yeah. I'm sitting in the corner. Just mad. Like, it ain't even my birthday.
It'll be my day.
Yeah. First, y'all said, you know, y'all ain't take me to the club. Now y'all want
to
fight.
I didn't take to the club. I got this, and then they're going to act the fool, huh?
I know, but, you know, out here we have block parties. You know, the block parties.
Yeah.
You can't even have those no more. The kids out there doing their little dance. Somebody talking about somebody. Somebody cheated.
And there's a massacre, There's a massacre that breaks out.
Right. Something pops off.
Wow.
It looks like we got another caller. Brick? Are you in here, Brick?
Hey, Brick is in the house. What's up?
What's going on,
Brick?
Hello, everyone. Chilling. How's everybody?
We good.
Brick.
We're talking about niggerism.
Brick. One of my favorite subjects.
I am a scholar
on the subject of niggerism.
Family reunions.
A local expert on the subject.
Yes, I am.
Funeral.
I am in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah. Funerals, that's the word.
Well, the ex-wife, the ex-girlfriend, and the current girlfriend. We had one, the ex-wife, over, but he was living with the other girl.
Oh, And she said, no, she can't put this on him. It was so funny. And at the funeral, she sat on the front row, the ex-wife, because she had children for him that were older than the other woman's children. But she figured she had carte blanche. Like, really? They were living together, getting ready to get married. This is at a funeral. And they were all eyes on each other and stuff, and they quiet and looking like they read the...
He's dead. Oh, let it go. He's dead.
Yeah. At the funeral home, they were fussing. Oh, you don't need to be back here. We're deciding what he's going to wear. Wait a minute. You engaged. It was like, I'm sitting there like, really? Y'all do this? Really? Like you say, he's dead. Like he's gone. You can't, you can't argue now.
They find a way.
What about you, Brick? Have him. You pay the bill.
What about you, Brick? School us on something. Well, you know, I don't know if you discussed it with the people. I had to tune out for a second. But the fact that we've had 26 shootings over this weekend alone in New York, except for Staten Island, I think that is just ridiculous. The fact that we all up in, I mean, every borough there was a shooting. 26 people shot, I mean, over the weekend. Now, mind you, it's not even Memorial Day weekend. This is just a weekend where we had hot weather. Can you imagine what's in store for the rest of the summer? I mean, this is just one weekend where it was nice. You know what happens when it gets nice? You know, everybody starts taking clothes off and, you know, everybody start, you know, putting the flip-flops on and the guys taking the shirts off, flexing what they done, you know, worked out on all winter long, and the women got the skirts off. So, you know, it's just a bunch of, it's hot, and it's a bunch of nonsense, you know, and everybody's just, you know, shooting for no apparent reason, just shooting, you know, because they mad, or shooting because they glad, or shooting because it's hot, shooting because it's not, shooting because, you know, it's just a bunch of just shooting. Just because.
But where are they getting the guns from? That's
all
I'm saying.
You know, that's a million-dollar question.
Where'd they get the gun from? I don't see a gun at the corner store.
Who said
I got the gun? I want a gun.
Don't sleep on the corner store.
You don't know what's in the back of the store. Don't sleep on the corner store. But what I'm saying is, you never been back there. People getting guns. It's not like it's advertised on Craigslist. You know, you don't know that it ain't. You know what I'm saying? We don't know the code. Right, because they were selling stuff on Craigslist and got caught.
One guy was selling crack on Craigslist,
and he was doing a delivery and got caught.
He don't know the code word. So it's going on. It's going on. You know what I'm saying? It could be in the form of diapers. I got diapers or whatever, whatever. You don't know what it is. So I, like I said, I'm sleeping on that corner store because you don't go in the back, crush.
Right, they got that Boulay liquor.
You know the right corner store you go to, crush. You know the hooch in the back. Listen, first of all, they don't sleep. They close the store and they sell stuff through the window, right? So that means they're sleeping in the store. Okay, you ain't ever been back there. You look back there. They got them little jihad huts. They be out there sleeping in little cots.
Right.
See, watch out. You don't know what's back there.
They give you come in and give them a look. They know you come for something else. You didn't just come for a hot dog. They sell you a piece of the clock. Drink. They sell you a piece of the clock. Well, there used to be the brown bag. You go in and you want, oh, I want a Snickers and whatever. You say the code. Give me a pint of Henny. And they give you this little brown.
What kind of stores do y'all have? We are here in Arizona. I have never heard of no corner store. We can come get a firearm.
Okay. Where do you live?
I live in Phoenix, Arizona, the capital of Arizona. It's Phoenix.
Okay.
You're in Phoenix. You can go in Oz. You're not in Oz.
Now they go to the gas station. Probably, yeah. Okay. Well, you have to have guns at Walmart. Yes, they do. That's why you don't got them at the corner store. Yes, you can get firearms. You have to have a license. No, it's right next to the diapers.
They're in Arizona. You just never noticed it. You don't know what goes on.
behind closed doors in the sleazy part of town. Every city has.
You also have to realize that Phoenix is the home of one Douglas A. Arpaio.
Oh, yeah, you mean Satan? Yeah, you know, Satan. He wants to lock up everybody who ain't white. Kid you not, lock them up. The big bill, 1070, had to do with all the Hispanics who were illegal, and if you're not illegal, if you're Hispanic and you don't have your paperwork, he gets rid of you. He locks you up.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
So we got in for the Mexicans, huh?
I'm sorry.
So,
Mexican, what about him? I'm sorry, I didn't hear.
No, I'm saying, so he got in for the Mexicans down there.
Oh, yeah, he has it in, yeah, he does. Well, I mean, a lot of them are illegal. They come over illegally, getting all the jobs, all the benefits, blah, 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 blah. And they commit a lot of crimes, too.
Yeah, somebody got to pick
fruit. Over. Huh?
Who going to pick the fruit?
Who going to cut your grass?
That's
okay,
not even right.
At 110 degrees.
That's not even right.
Who's gonna climb the tree? Yeah.
Mexicans are now going back to Mexico as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Because they realize, ain't nothing for us up there, out there.
No, it's not.
The white people got the unemployment so bad, they messed it up for us up here. We should get jobs easy and back before they retain up here.
Interesting. Folks, y'all tuning into Musically Inclined. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and continue our conversation. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Press 1, and we'll definitely let you on. I'll be back.
out alone. Listen to love. The heart is pounding with desire, waiting to be unleashed. Quit breaking my heart.
Welcome back to Fall Fantasy Radio, Musically Inclined. I am LaCrosse Hearts. That right there was Mint Condition, Pretty Brown Eyes. Before that, Regina Bell, Baby Come to Me. I'm telling you, I'm feeling some type of way tonight. 805-830-8320. We're talking good friends, good music equals us at Fall Fantasy Radio. I got Black Reporter representing Louisiana, New Iberia, Louisiana,
as always.
Right? We also
Wait,
have...
Did I hear somebody from across the pond?
No. No. We got Baton Rouge, Louisiana, with Lady C. We got Phoenix, Arizona, with Joanne. We have
Gina
and Mike. What happened?
No, I'm not gone yet.
Greg has to leave.
I'm just waiting for a phone call. I'm still here, dear.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I was just letting you know ahead of time.
We have Gwen?
Yeah.
Wait, no. Pause. Gina.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we got Gina. Okay. I don't know where I got Gwen from. Wait, somebody, Gwen. There's a Gwen on here.
Yeah, Gwen is from Baton Rouge also.
Hi, Gwen from Baton Rouge.
Hi.
No, I know. I'm just saying hi to Gwen.
Hi,
Gwen.
Hi, Gresh.
Don't try to be shy. I know you're there already. Try to be quiet. I know you're there already, Gwen.
Okay.
And we have Brick and Brooklyn. We have Chevy Baby. And Brooklyn,
woof, woof.
Too, but I don't know what Chevy Baby doing.
Chevy.
Chevy quiet today.
Chevy.
What's wrong, Chevy?
Not here. Kind of crazy in my background.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm here in my background.
So we got a nice full panel tonight. We're talking about a little bit of everything. We're talking about some reality TV to recap. The wickedness among our black community, the ignorance in our society. We touched on that.
Oh, can I touch on it for a second? I just want to say reality TV. I'm glad that Trina Braxton finally divorced Gabe. Finally, finally. Because I was getting sick of that marriage right there.
Can I ask a question real quick?
Sure.
Real quick question about reality TV. Pregnant in 16? Really? They get a reality show?
Don't get me started on that.
I don't watch that. So I would.
I've never watched it. Sorry. No.
I've
caught an episode, and I cursed MTV for putting that on. And not only did they put it on as a show, they made it their main focus.
Yeah.
Like, it's no longer called music television. They took off all the video shows, and that was their main focus. Teen pregnancy, it was no longer just road rules where you just take a bunch of strangers and throw them in a house,
and
see how that works. Now you have to get into this, the true life, and like they just took reality TV and just, I don't know what they were trying to do.
Well, now you got girls getting pregnant on purpose. Now you got teenagers getting pregnant on purpose.
But
but
I don't think
that
really did much in the way we were with my young black sisters, because we all know that is not a young black person's version of young and 16 and pregnant.
No, they need to come
to the hood and film a version of that. It would be nothing near what they show on that TV show. That wasn't even reality to my little black young sisters.
To an extent, Brick. To an extent, I agree with you. But to an extent, these girls out here getting pregnant really think it's roses and flowers. They got the mama. They got the all they got to do is dress the baby up in expensive clothes and they got somebody helping them out, or they're on welfare, or it really isn't as hard as it used to be. Now you got all these programs that cater to that. You can get housing, you can get WIC, you can get welfare. Like, you don't need to work. You don't need a babysitter, because the state is gonna pay for your babysitter. So
to an extent,
I think nowadays. But now they say teen pregnancy went down.
Yes, it did. It dropped significantly.
Right.
Since they started putting
this generation is not into that. This generation is trying to get money. But you know why I didn't wish out? Didn't wish out because they started putting condoms in schools. They started that program where...
I went to an all-girl Catholic high school. And believe me, I almost got suspended for bringing condoms into my school. And after you started showing... No, I'm dead ass serious. I really am serious. Wow. And after you started showing, if you was pregnant, once you started showing, they asked you to leave and go to an alternative program to finish out your diploma.
Yeah, I remember that when I was growing up, too. Yeah, I'm definitely from that generation. That's what they did.
Right.
Well, see, that's what teen pregnancy was high back when we were going to school. That back now when these kids are going, it's lower because, first of all, these girls are so glamorific, they ain't got time for no kids. And second of all, they did put the condoms in the schools and they got the program where you could opt out if you didn't want to. But I know I sure have signed that my son comes to school and asks for a condom, please give him one. I put in for it. I said, yes, give him one, please. Because they're going to do it anyway, whether you give them one or not.
Right.
So I think it's a worthwhile program. And a lot of kids opted out. But now these kids are so into themselves, they ain't trying to hear having no kids, which is a good thing. But then again,
when you have the hormones raging like they are and they really don't know how to use common sense, that's what happens. They can't
It's no longer intercourse. It's all sex.
It's all sex now.
Okay,
well, I know of a 13-year-old who just found out she was pregnant. Her mom and them like, oh, we don't know what to do. And I'm like, now you want to know what to do? When I was saying, discuss it with her, she's too young. She just made 13. And she's pregnant. You know, and
education. Why are they opting out when they need to be educated?
You know, what do you get them sick? You talk to them about it. Tell them.
Yeah.
Give them the condom. But they're going to do
it. Y'all brought up a very interesting subject about the kids who will now opt out for oral sex. There's this headline that appeared in the news today. You may have heard about it. About Michael Douglas.
Oh, yeah.
Blame his cancer. On oral sex.
I don't know how I feel about that.
That is bizarre.
You know what I said? I said he just want everybody to know that he do it.
There should be a whole lot of people with cancer right now, on that point. And I'm just gonna put that out there. And it's the truth. There should be a whole lot of folks walking around.
I said he just want everybody to know that he do it. You know, you say stuff and you just want to put it out there.
He old. That's not attractive. He old as dirt. So what? We don't care because
he always said he had them thin lips. I was like,
He has a beautiful young wife, though. So
he got money.
Exactly. At the end of the day, it don't matter how old you are. It don't matter how old you are. At the end of the day,
makes it happen. If he can't do nothing else, he'll do it orally. And he got a
beautiful young wife. Has cancer.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that, dear.
She has cancer, too?
What was that discovered on her recently?
She did have some kind of scare with something.
That's cancer.
But they said she had an anxiety attack or something like that. She was nuts for a second.
No, I mean, she's got breast cancer.
Okay.
That's because...
A double mastectomy.
Yeah, that's true.
Angelina Jolie had that, too.
Yeah, she had that, too.
That was Angelina Jolie, not Michael Douglas' wife.
Really?
Angelina Jolie had it because she was found to have the cancer gene, and it ran in her family. So in order to prevent it, she decided to go that route.
Oh, okay. So she really didn't have anything. Her aunt passed away months earlier. Her mother did years ago, but her aunt did just a few months earlier.
Right.
Yeah.
So in order to get in, she just said, I'll get rid of them now. Why wait?
Yeah, because she had a 90-something% chance of getting it. 90% chance. So she just said, hey,
take it. Take it all.
I don't need them that bad.
Really?
Lord. I don't need them no more. Grab it to look. You got them lips. They
still work out.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't know how I feel about that. There you go.
I thought about that. That's one of those things. Like, really? Well, what can you put in its place?
They reconstruct.
Right.
Can I get boobs? Can I get plastic surgery?
Yes, they make plastic surgery. They give you new ones.
But
they reconstruct
the surgery.
Can they take fat from my belly? Push it up.
You know what? They're gonna take an ice cream scoop, actually, go in and scoop it out, put it in a nice big snowball, and stick it in there.
Can they do that after you've had a mastectomy, though? Can they actually do
that? They can do that.
Oh,
they take fat and put it in all different kind of places now.
Yeah, they do penises
with the fat and stuff.
But if you're skinny like they are, where are you going to get the fat? They probably got no fat.
That's why I'm not skinny. That's what I just thought about. That's hot.
Did anybody hear about the black lady that lost her hands and feet to trying to get a butt injection surgery, and the man injected the wrong stuff in her, and it was not the right product? She's on YouTube. I just watched it like a week ago. She lost both hands, both legs. The young lady was beautiful, but her family and friends, what happened was, she was made fun of because she had a flat booty. And black women in our society,
whatever,
we don't deal with that well. So what she did was she wanted plastic surgery to make her butt plump. Well, she went to somebody on the low, and he messed her up. She got an infection. They had to amputate her hands and feet. It is on YouTube if you want to watch it.
Wow.
Someone on a doctor on the low, low.
Shame.
Uh-uh.
It ain't that serious, dude, really.
No.
It's not that serious.
Love yourself. Love yourself just how you are.
Right, they got butt packs.
You can buy them in the store now.
Yes,
you're going to have some of mine. I'm going to have her mine.
They got panties. They got panties in the
panty store.
Oh, really?
What you think
they have on? Like a padded bra?
Yeah. They got the panty booty. Yeah.
Wow.
That's what Kim
Kardashian wore down south.
You know what I want?
I don't need y'all
need to go to. Y'all need to go to hipsandcurves.com. I want a spank skirt. I'm just saying.
Oh, Lord.
What,
Brent?
What you want a spank skirt for?
Wink, wink. Who doesn't want to walk around with their booty cheeks out?
Spank me.
That's like the ultimate sign of freedom. That's like walking around with no bra. I'm sexy. And I'm free. Who doesn't want that?
Wow.
Well, you know, like that lady that was on, she was on some talk show I saw the other day. She's a size G or something like that, triple G, and she doesn't wear a bra because they didn't make one big enough for her. It was like a makeover show on Ricky Lake or something.
So a mistake wear bras. She could get her custom made. She just want to walk around like that. That's not
she
true.
She was huge. She was literally huge. I mean, just, you know, like G or H or something.
She had
enormous
size. Guinness Book World Record holder. And she wear bras.
Yeah, that show.
So,
did you see it?
So,
black chick. Very
shout out to Norma
Stitt.
Because Norma Stitt's been on the show. I said, shout out to Norma Stitt. She's been on the show. And she wears like a triple Z. Like, she's literally Guinness Book World Record holder for the last 10 years plus.
Wow.
Natural breasts. So, if she could get a bra, this triple G lady can get a bra. But you know what's crazy? They had the lady who had surgery to have her titties like a Y cup or something like that. And she had a very small frame. She looked like she was going to tip over.
Oh,
like,
yeah, that's not
two
pretty.
Beach
that's
balls.
Not
two
yeah.
beach balls in her little body. Remember that?
Oh, Lord. She just
that's
wanted them really big. She liked them.
That don't even... Why? Why would you do that?
Because it attracts men. They like it.
Yeah, but you can't do nothing. That's like having those people
that
have those long nails that's like turn and twist.
You
can't, like,
you can't do nothing with
those nails. Why?
Huh?
I mean,
I was just saying that that's a bit too much for more.
Black reporter, you wouldn't know what to do with no Y cups.
You're right.
You get lost in that. Where you at, boo?
I'm
over here. Where you at, boo? I'm over here.
My bad.
I don't know. If you're a Y cup, I can't watch you suck my titty. And that's the best part. I like to watch. I want to see.
Can't see.
Can't see you. Way over there.
That blocks your vision, doesn't it?
Hey, how you going to sit across the room? Hey, you going to sit across the room. I can't do nothing with that. I don't know. Is that gratifying? Can you imagine titty fucking? Can we go there? Can you imagine that?
Oh my God!
I'm just saying. If you want to go there, can you imagine that titty fucking? So, but I can't do this, babe.
Junior high school.
I can't do this. Oh my goodness. See what y'all done did?
If anybody would know,
got me started.
You should know.
What?
If anybody would know, you should know.
What, titty fucking?
Yeah.
No, I know, that's what I'm saying. I'm nowhere near a G cup. I wear maybe an F. Triple D to an F. As far as bras. So if I have trouble with titty fucking most guys, I can just imagine somebody with bigger breasts. Like, that doesn't work for me. I don't know.
Like the Z woman, the C cup woman.
Okay.
That's not. Like, you gotta put your arm in between there. Like, what is that doing? Lost. Oh, I don't know. And that's equivalent to no wall. Is that the equivalent to no walls?
I know.
I don't know.
Who's just breathing so hard that
they sound like they're having a heart attack. I know.
Whoever's breathing, please move your mouth from the phone.
Yeah, that was weird. I thought that was my imagination. Is that someone? I know I'm hearing something.
All right, so here we are, 10 minutes to the end of the show. We've talked about a little bit of everything. Don't be discouraged because we will be back on air tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Time. I don't have a topic for tomorrow yet, but I'll keep you posted. What else I got going on? Hit us up on Facebook, facebook.com/LaHart, LaHearts. That's my personal page. Add me as a friend. And facebook.com/WRPF, the word radio. We are Phone Fantasy Radio. Like our page so you can get updates on when we're on air. I'm going to let everybody say their final thoughts about tonight and you know, what else you want to say, and your goodbyes, starting with the newest caller to Phone Fantasy Radio, representing Phoenix, Arizona, Ms. Joanne. Any final thoughts?
Hi. Well, very thought-provoking. I enjoyed it. It was definitely a pleasure. And thanks for the invite, cutie.
Thank you.
You know who you are. I loved it. I loved it. Very, very, a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Ooh. Miami, Florida. Gina.
I want to say I enjoyed the conversation tonight. You all were kind of really off the chain, so I enjoyed it. Also, just want to remind everybody, keep Buddha in your prayers.
Definitely. What about you, Lady C? Any final thoughts?
Interesting, and it brought up things that reality, this is a reality phone on Fantasy Radio.
Ain't no doubt about it.
Can't get no realer than this.
Thank you, and it was a good show, and glad to have the new caller, and glad to have Black Reporter on here.
And you too. I know, right? shout out to Brooke. Shout out to Chevy Baby. I don't know, Brooke, do you have any final thoughts?
Well,
okay.
Well, basically this is what I want to say. There's a lot of nonsense going on in the world today. A lot of niggerism, nonsense. But I just want to say that, you know, I do enjoy this show. I do enjoy the platform that this show presents. It gives us a chance to talk about what's going on in an orderly fashion. Just get together and just have conversation. That we need to keep the dialogue going. So shout out to you, Crush, for bringing the show back. Shout out to Black Reporter for coming back on the air. You were missed, brother. You were missed, definitely, no doubt. And I look forward to tomorrow's show.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I just came up with a show topic.
Did you
I did come up with a show topic. But before I get to that, I want to bring him on real quick. Hi, former Ray.
Well, hello, Regular Crush, Lady Brick. Welcome back.
Former Ray, how are you? How are you, handsome?
I'm actually tired. I just woke up from a short nap, so I figured, you know, I'd give you a little shout-out before the show ends. Thanks for having me.
Nice. Wow. Thanks for calling.
Former Ray, what up, bro?
Hey, well, I'm doing well. What's going on, man? You were missed. Good to talk to you again.
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
He'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be back on air. And speaking of tomorrow, I came across this. There's a brand new movie coming out called The Purge. I don't know if y'all seen if y'all seen the trailer for it.
Yes.
But supposedly this is a show, a movie where for 12 hours you can commit any crime and it's legal. You can commit any crime and it's legal. What crime or crimes would you commit? So we're going to, since we're talking about ignorance, you got 24 hours to be ignorant. What are you going to do? That's tomorrow on the Honey Suite with a Crush Heart with Black Reporter and hopefully everybody on our panel. Definitely want to thank everybody. Hope y'all can join us tomorrow. Hope y'all have fun with us. 805-830-8320. Save our number. And I think I believe we'll for the song. Black Reporter, any final thoughts? Okay.
Squeaky.
I lost Black Reporter.
You lost Black Reporter?
Yeah, I lost Black Reporter.
Oh.
I can't do my outro. I don't know his outro. Brick, you. Can we do an outro? Lady C, can we do it? Do we remember the outro?
What time there was cease to be?
What time there was shall cease to be?
We played something and you heard it.
We played.
We didn't play anything here. Go run down that.
You didn't hear it. You just heard what we played.
Go run down that.
We chopping up that outro. I'm gonna write it down.
We're gonna write
my own outro.
This is horrible.
like my. We did this like 2 years ago. We tried to come up with our own outro.
Yeah.
We tried to do like 2 years ago.
I forgot it.
Okay, we got to come up with our own outro for the show.
Yeah.
We got to come up with our own outro.
Exactly.
They don't
let
us to give them an outro, they'll never get out.
I remember yesterday was here anymore, we'll forget about it. Tomorrow's our promise, don't forget about it. I don't know. God. We got to memorize that.
We got to write that down. I'm going to come on my own. I'm gonna hire somebody to write me an outro. I'm gonna hire somebody. Might get T Frost to do it. Somebody rap out. Something we can play afterwards. Anyway, folks, once again, everybody enjoy your evening. See y'all tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Full Fantasy Radio. And on that note, with a song.
For a while, to love was all we could do. We were young and we knew in our eyes. For a life, deep inside, we knew our love was true. For a while, we paid no mind to the past. New love would last every night. Something right would invite us to begin the day.